Does the root that is veiled from sight.
Okay, have you ever thought about it like this? That sorrow is what? So sorrow, negative feelings and all that, is what? He says, look around you. Without digging and melting everything, could you grow something, some vegetables? If you want to grow some vegetables, first you dig and blah, 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 blah. If you want to have a building, first you dig to have the foundation to make it. Ruining is the beginning of the making the new one. You should understand it. The negative stuff is the other side of the coin. It's necessary. It should be. So you have to feel sad. Because if not, you will not know what really happiness is. Yes?
Whatsoever sorrow may cause to be shed from the heart, or may take away, assuredly it will bring better in exchange. Especially for him who knows with certainty that sorrow is the servant, or the possessors of servants.
Yes, this is the role I say, okay. It is doing this, but wait a minute, it's not doing this to everyone. See? Listen, when sorrow will take away something from your heart, will bring in a better one. But not always, not necessarily. Only your chance will be improved if you are looking for it. If you understand it, if you know that this feeling sad is good, I'm learning something new. If you understand it, it works much better than working on your subconscious and stuff like that. Yes?
Especially for him who knows with certainty that sorrow is the servant of the possessors of certainty. Unless the clouds and the lightning show a frowning aspect, the vines will be burnt by the smiles of the sun. Good and ill fortune become guests in thy heart. Like the star, they go from house to house. At the time when it is residing in thy mansion, adapt thyself to it and be agreeable, like its ascendant, so that when it rejoins the moon.
A little bit different here, because the translation was not enough. Say, at the time when it is in your borge, in is reading in your mansion or whatever, adapt thyself to it and be agreeable. The Persian is be like that sun rising, that rising of the light, sweet and fast. Because we are talking about Tulu, sunrise, enlightenment. That one. Yes?
So that when it rejoins the moon, it may speak gratefully to the Lord of the heart. Job, patient and well pleased, showed sweetness to God's guest during 7 years in tribulation, to the end that when the stern tribulation should turn back, it might give thanks to him in God's presence in 100 fashions.
Do you remember the story of the Ayyub? Ayyub is a prophet. It's just made up a story. He should be quiet, not object, not to do this, not to react. So he will be imprisoned in the stomach of a fish, and for 7 years he should sit down and don't say anything. Then he will be forgiven, then he will become that prophet. That patience, that sitting quiet and not nagging about this stuff. Can you do that? To sit down and not nag about the no good situations.
Yes.
Saying, from love, Job never for one moment looked sourly on me, the killer of that which is loved. From his loyalty and his shame before God's knowledge, he was like milk and honey towards tribulation. Whenever the thought comes into thy breast anew, go to meet it with smiles and laughter.
Yeah, this is the trick. This is the advice, really. The thought will come in your chest. Are you listening? Is that the thought, the thinking will come in your chest, new after new after new. Are you listening? Not this one. The thought in here, which is the passion, the feeling, all that stuff that we are talking about that you should have. That is the point, yes?
Saying, O my Creator, preserve me from its evil. Do not deprive me. Let me partake of its good. O my Lord, prompt me to give thanks for that which I see. Do not let me feel any subsequent regret if it shall pass away. Pay watchful regard to the sour-looking thought. Deem that sour one to be sweet as sugar. If the cloud apparently has a sour face, the cloud is the bringer on of the rose garden and the destroyer of the nitrous soil.
Yeah. This is something that maybe in Vancouver you know a little bit, you pay attention. That when it is cloudy, it's sad. If cloud is really heavy, you feel bad somehow. Here you say, why do you feel bad when it is that dark cloud? Because that dark cloud will bring the rain, which will grow everything. So, this is the problem, that you pay attention to the stuff just now the way you want it. You don't pay attention to the outcome of it. The good outcome needs a lot of trying. Yes, a lot of somehow adjusting to doing some work, trying. That's the trick, yes?
Know that the thought of sorrow is like a cloud. Do not look so sourly on the sour. It may be that the pearl is in its hand. Endeavor that it may depart from thee well pleased.
This is the trick. When it's very cloudy, what do? You nag about the cloud and you don't like it. Said, okay, what if that cloud has that jewel, which is the best essence of life? And he looks at you, you're nagging, he doesn't like you, he doesn't give it to you, and it will go away. What do you think then? You people, I'm not talking to you, because you all think about what you have. You forgot that you had nothing. Whatever you have is given to you. By what? By this environment. So, this environment needs rain and cloud. Should I care about your mood? Or you should change your mood to understand that whatever it is good. If this moment I don't like it, it's my taste. I'm stupid because I don't see the future. I just look at now. Now? Where is this now? Because this now is a dying moment. We'll go away. We'll finish.
The future, this is what we understood. You don't remember, of course, but your parents went through a lot of trouble to send you to a school. You don't remember, you were a baby. They will give you chocolate, the food, this and that, to send you there. You don't understand that you are learning something. You don't understand that you are changing. You are becoming a real good human being. But it happens. No matter you like it or not, this is what it is. Accept the reality as it is. And the reality is that I am a part of we. And it doesn't matter what's good for me. What's good for we? And I don't know precisely what it is. What should I do? I welcome all the changes. Because I know remaining me means... means what? Remaining me means rotting away. Whatever remains in a corner will rot away. Period. Yes.
And if the pearl be not, and it be not rich, thou wilt increase thy sweet habit. Thy habit will profit thee on another occasion. Someday thy need will suddenly be fulfilled. The thought that hinders thee from joy comes by the command and wise purpose of the Maker. Mm.
There are some thoughts which will happen in you intentionally because you should feel the sorrow. No, you want to just be always happy? That's the monkey. Yes.
O youth, do not call it worthless. It may be a star, and endowed with imperial fortune. Do not say it is a branch. Take it to be the root, in order that thou mayest always be master of thy object of desire. For if thou take it to be a branch, and pernicious, thine eye will be waiting to see the root. Waiting to see is poison to perception. By that method thou wilt remain perpetually in death. Recognize it as the root, clasp it to thy bosom, and be forever delivered from the death of waking to see.
As simple as that. It's quite simple, isn't it? You should understand, for changes, there are these negative, positive, looking like stuff. But we understand, yes, when it is raining, you cannot go out and play. But if it doesn't rain, you will die out of hunger. Which one do you prefer? This is how it works. The thought, the feeling, the emotions that is happening here, you should welcome them. You don't, because you're looking for a happy feeling only. Feeling sad is a necessity. Something that should be there because it's useful. When you feel sad about something, you are ready to offer something, to do something about it. You will change to become influential to stop that negative stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Make it. I don't care. What I care is for you to understand that don't be judgmental. Sentimentally, be always happy, even when something apparently negative happens to you. Some bad thought will come in your mind, welcome it, learn from it, because the thought are here to teach you. You forget, we talked about it before. You know what's your thought? Your thinking? Is half creator of you.